tend to write stuff that's kind of catchy and poppy and upbeat. And so when I bring those to the group to learn, there's some enthusiasm behind them. Then we usually kind of work on the arrangement. And then once we get the arrangement, we're getting it out and playing it.
Where do you have to put your frame of mind in order to write something that's upbeat and catchy and groovy?
Well, I do a lot of my composing behind the vibraphone. So I'll have an idea of some sort, and then I'll just kind of go and play with it. And usually it's a couple-day process. You know, I'll record myself and listen back to it and find the parts that I like and don't like, and then I put them together and eventually have an idea that I can bring to the group.
The tune, Hey Fellows, it actually has been successful well beyond this group. It's something you wrote a while back that's been used for a few things.
Hey Fellows was a song I probably wrote 2 decades ago. And I suppose about a decade ago, my friend who works for an ad agency hired me to come in and record some different percussion instruments for him. And in the process, he asked if I had any ideas, and I played him this idea of Hey Fellas, and he ended up recording it. And when they pitched the idea to the client, they chose my idea, so I got to kind of re-record it, and it was ultimately used for a water conservation ad campaign in Nevada.
Hey Fellows, that was composed by Steve Rome of the Neighborhood Quartet. Dan Schwartz, you play strings, Dan, also a member of the Neighborhood Quartet, but your composing tends to be, well, the group's word for it is ethereal.
Yeah, so ethereal, to me, they're slow, contemplative pieces that I tend to write a lot of stuff when I'm feeling down. Yeah, for whatever reason, sometimes even just to kind of soak in it and really feel it, other times to kind of get me out. But that's where most of my writing comes from, that kind of deep space when you're not feeling quite right.
End of October, where does that particular piece come from?
Well, I wrote it a few years back at the end of October, actually. And a lot of my tunes that I write, I don't have a title, so I just title them by the date. Some of them are literally like October 29. And that one, it just kind of stuck that it was the end of October. And it was, for me, like the end of the season, kind of heading towards winter. And I like winter, typically, but I wasn't really looking forward to it then, and I already was kind of feeling dark, and it's like, man, it's only going to get darker. And so it could be about that or anything that you don't want to end. It's the end of something that you're holding on to that you wish wasn't, is kind of the feeling that that tune captures for me.
Thank you. We're speaking with Dan and Steve of the Neighborhood Quartet, and there's a group of songs, like a whole side of an LP, that are, well, groovy. And then the other side of the LP are ethereal. Why did you sequence the songs that way? A group of fast and a group of slow.
That's kind of the what we do with the group is we have those kind of sides. That's always been part of our thing. And when we started recording, it wasn't intended. We were initially going to just release it as a streaming or possibly a CD. But then when we started to talk about an LP, we had the idea that, hey, you know, you're committed when you put that LP on. Like, what's the mood you want to create? And the tracks that we had recorded were reflecting that. We were pretty even on each side. And like, we thought, hey, what if we did this? This whole mood. Hey, what are you in the mood tonight, honey? I want some groovy stuff. Side A. You know, or the other way around. We had it kind of, you can commit to that whole feeling by putting on that side of the record.
I've noticed a lot when we play live, there's a song of ours called There's No Tellin', that really tends to have an audience reaction because it's kind of poppy, but it's quick and snappy. And once the groove kicks in, it's got kind of an infectious melody on the top of it. And there's moments in that song where I can play just unusually fast vibraphone patterns, and that always gets people excited. People don't even need to know what's going on. They see the guy behind the vibraphone going nuts, and they're like, wow, this is awesome. And it's a good song too.
About the new self-titled Neighborhood Quartet LP and about the 6:30 p.m. Parkway performance on Sunday, April 28th. The web address is theneighborhoodtrio.com. That's theneighborhoodtrio.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.